in the last week, we've had meetings of both the Reserve Bank of Australia and the Federal Reserve. And most important of those, I guess, was the meeting by the Federal Reserve, because that leads, firstly, what the Fed is thinking about. Thinking about determines what our outlook, firstly, is for US interest rates, but where the Fed is going determines where we think the RBA is going. So last week, the Fed changed its view about where it was going. And we know that because in his presentation, not in the formal statement, but in his presentation, Jay Powell, who's the chair of the Fed, said that if the summary of economic projections had been prepared last week, it would have shown a higher interest rate target than the one that was released at the previous meeting. Now, the reason for that is because we've had a lift in core US inflation. The two most recent numbers saw it rising from 5% to 6.3% and then 6.3% to 6.6%. And there is another number to be released in a couple of days' time. But so what we do in our view, in determining our view of where interest rates are going, we first look at the summary of economic projections, which updated by the open market committee members of the Federal Reserve, plus the Fed presidents, four times a year. The next one will be updated at the meeting in mid-December. But what I've done today is re-estimated where I think the Fed funds rate is going and what that means for the next few meetings. Up until the comments by Jay Powell last week, I thought that the Fed funds rate would peak at about 485 basis points in the meeting at the in February next year, and I thought that that would be the upside limit of where rates would go. And I thought that following that, the RBA would gradually track up to around about that level, around about the middle of next year. But given that we're moving that to a higher level, what are the plausible next moves by the Federal Reserve? So the next meeting is on the 13th and 14th of December. And having moved to 385 basis points last week, we think the Fed will increase another 75 basis points to 460 basis points, or 4.6%. We think that that will be followed by the next meeting in January, which is the very end of January, running into the first day of February. And at that meeting, the Fed will put up rates by 50 basis points to 5.1%. And we think that will be followed by the next meeting in March, on the 21st and 22nd of March, where the Fed will come to the end of its period of rate rises and increase rates by 25 basis points to 535 basis points, or 5.35%. So we think that's the peak of where the Fed is going, but I'll come back to the Fed in a minute. So what we think is the RBA is following the Fed, as we've been saying for some months, but it's following the Fed at a slower rate. It's 25 basis points every month. And it takes all the way until July, August for the RBA to get up to the kind of Fed rates that that they will have achieved by the end of March. I think by that time it will be apparent that inflation has already begun to fall in the US and begun to fall in Australia. And I think it's entirely plausible that rates in Australia don't actually get to the levels of the Fed, but we'll be able to talk more about that next year. So when the Fed gets to a peak of 535 basis points next March, which we think will be the peak for the year, what is the strategy from then on? Well, the strategy has been provided to us a number of times in comments by Mary Daly, even though she's not on the Open Market Committee. She has a huge public presence, on particularly on Bloomberg. And Mary Daly is the president of the San Francisco Fed, very closely followed by economists around the world, I must say, and central bankers around the world. And her view is that what the Fed should do is raise and hold, that is to say, it goes up to its peak level and just stays there. And it stays there, and the reason it's staying there is it's waiting for inflation to begin to decline, and it and when inflation falls, it continues to stay there. And it stays there until such time as core inflation gets down towards the target of around about 2.5% for the core inflation rate or 2% for the PCE deflator. So you spend a long time at that level where the rates are at that peak of, say, for 535 basis points. But what's happening at that time, what I would expect would be happening at that time, as inflation falls and continues to fall, that would be sensed by the bond market. And the bond market would, 10-year bond yields would decline and continue to decline. And why that's really important for equity markets is that when I look at the statistical relationship between the Fed funds rate and the US equities market, there's very, very little statistical relationship. But when I look at the statistical relationship between the US stock market and the 10-year bond yield, there's a huge statistical relationship. So I think that what will happen next year is that even though the Fed will be stationary after March, what will happen is that as inflation falls, bond yields will fall and the equities market will bottom and begin to recover. Like I say, the RBA will follow up the Fed next year. I think that inflation will be falling in Australia at the same time as falling in the US, and we won't have to get to whatever the peak that the Fed has. But we'll know a lot more about the prospective path of interest rates after the next meeting of the Federal Reserve, and that is on the 13th and 14th of December. Are there any questions?